Yeah, welcome back to Money News right around the country. One other issue that the government really has to confront, especially with its economic management, is just how it's going to maintain the AAA credit rating in Australia. Now, over the weekend, there has also been the suggestion that the Reserve Bank has conducted an internal study into what they call unconventional monetary policy, which other people would call quantitative easing. In other words, those economies around the world, including Japan, Europe, and even the UK, the United States especially, have gone to this form of economic stimulus when really interest rates have got so low they can go no lower. Now, given the fact that even 2 weeks' time from now, the Reserve Bank is considered almost odds on to cut interest rates to a record low of 1.5%, once they get down below 1%, it is considered that they would have no impact on trying to pick up the economy. Hence, the Reserve Bank is starting to look at the option of printing money effectively to buy long-term government bonds that would have the impact of cutting the Australian dollar and increasing asset prices to stimulate the economy. As I say, Australia did not have to bail out its banks. We are not the United States, you know, post the global financial crisis, or Europe right now. We're here in Australia. Well, let's go to one man who really has been watching this very closely, the head of fixed income at BlackRock, which is one of the biggest holders of government bonds anywhere around the world. Steve Miller is on the line right now. I mean, thanks for your time, Steve.
No problem at all, Ross.
Okay. I trust that I've tried to explain to people what quantitative easing is. The question is it really the sort of thing that would help you keep your AAA credit rating?
It's probably not entirely material to the AAA credit rating. I think it probably would depend how it was executed. It's probably not something that assists it, but it won't necessarily be the culprit for Australia losing its AAA credit rating. In essence, what it is, and you described it actually quite well, is that the Reserve Bank buys government bonds and puts liquidity into the system, and the reason that they're contemplating this is because, you know, as you said, once interest rates hit that zero bound or perhaps even a bit above that, reductions in interest rates become less and less stimulatory.
I do know that as you print more money, I mean, there's more of it sloshing around in the system. That's the idea here. But do you end up with more or less government debt as a result of quantitative easing?
Well, I think what's happened in other countries is these two things have gone hand in hand. As you mentioned in your remarks, you know, places like the US, the UK, Europe, and certainly Japan, they've tried all these sorts of measures to try and stimulate their economies, both fiscal and monetary. They pretty soon ran out of room with interest rates, so the central banks in those countries sort of had to resort to buying bonds. But because, you know, their economies were so abjectly weak at that time, at the same time, they had also created big budget deficits. So there were lots of bonds for the central banks in those countries to buy. I mean, I think this move by the RBA is probably, you know, more akin, if you like, to a fire drill. You know, we all do fire drills, and, you know, I know in this building we have to walk down 40 flights of stairs to get to the bottom and a fire drill, but I think it's not that they're anticipating that they'll have to go down this path necessarily, but, you know, it's not implausible that they will. And I think they're just sort of making sure that they've given it a lot of thought, studied how it's been implemented in other countries, so that when they come to implement it, or if they come to implement it in Australia, that, you know, it works as effectively as it can.
All right. Can we just give another term for people that they might hear around the place from time to time and just explain it to them? That is the idea of helicopter money. Can you explain it to people?
Yeah, well, helicopter money is probably even more directly stimulatory than what we call quantitative easing or unconventional policy. What helicopter money is, you know, the authorities don't even bother about the step of buying bonds. The government has a budget deficit, and the central bank actually funds that budget deficit by printing money. It doesn't go through for the facade, if you like, of issuing bonds to put liquidity, buying bonds to put liquidity into the system. It directly gives the government the money to fund its budget deficit.
Okay, so if there's more money around the place, the idea is that given the fact there's no inflation in the world at the moment, you're trying to create inflation deliberately by trying to devalue the face value of your money.
Exactly right, and it's quite a controversial approach. I mean, You
was
know,
it Milton Friedman who suggested it originally, the famous economist?
It was Milton Friedman who suggested it. I'm not sure he was an advocator of it, but he suggested it would work. But, you know, we've seen in Latin America in the 80s and perhaps Zimbabwe more recently and Weimar Germany that, you know, if you get this wrong, it can have, you know, pretty horrendous downside in terms of hyperinflation. So it's quite a controversial sort of mechanism still, although there are, as you know, there are some sort of fairly high profile, certainly ex-central bankers that were an advocate of it, in particular Ben Bernanke, who was the previous head of the US Federal Reserve.
That's right. And the idea here, just to explain it one step further, and that is if things get so gloomy and there's no inflation and nobody will spend and nobody will invest, then the idea is you get a whole bunch of money and you simply throw it out the window of a helicopter, and that helps to stimulate people's confidence and mood. And that's what the notion of helicopter money is all about, isn't it, Stephen Miller?
Exactly right. You know, I think the reason it was termed is you take up a helicopter and you throw money from it. But as I say, I don't think, you know, we've sort of reached that stage yet. And it would be, I think, you know, a big leap into the unknown. But as you say, Ross, you know, people aren't spending. To the extent there's monetary stimulus, people are just sticking the money in the bank and it's sort of sloshing around in financial markets rather than finding its way into the purchase of real goods and services. So it might be that those places like Japan or Europe, you know, become so desperate that they'll actually contemplate things like what we call helicopter money.
Tell you what, welcome to modern economic thinking. The world has gone mad. There's no doubt about it. Steve Miller is the head of fixed income at BlackRock Securities, one of the biggest holders of government bonds anywhere around the world. And as always, Steve, we appreciate your time.
No problem, Ross. Pleasure.